This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number two. Get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by, where is it? There, nope, that's not it. Where is it? We'll call it this one. Brought to you in part by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Joining me for the first time, and a disclaimer, he has been training intensely, which means he's been yelling over gunfire for the last 9 days. Joining me from Sage Dynamics is the chief instructor and CEO and fellow bald guy, Aaron Cowan. Good evening, sir. He's still there, right? Now I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Ben, we're going to have to get this fixed. There's something about this. It's not you that's doing it. It's the phone system that's doing it. It happens with everybody. I give everybody a great introduction, and then I bring them up, and they're not there. I just fall flat on my face. It is. Anyway, you've been doing a lot of training there?
Yeah, I have. I'm actually just yesterday finished pretty much 9 days straight, so I got a short break before I hit the road again.
Where are you going?
Next class is in Indiana.
I've never asked you this. Are you married?
I am not.
Well,
I have a long-term live-in girlfriend, but we're not married.
It's about the same thing, though, when you're taking off. Does she travel with you?
No.
I didn't think so. Anyway.
She has a career of her own, so it's not really conducive.
You're used to training people that I'm sure a lot of people that come to you are already quite accomplished to a certain degree when they're coming to you for advanced training anyway.
I see a basic skill level because I'm not the kind of instructor you'd seek out if you literally don't know anything about guns. If you literally just bought your first gun, you've never shot it, I'm not that instructor. I can teach at that level, but there's so many other instructors out there that do it so much better. I don't offer those classes. So for me, my entry-level classes all begin at you've never done any defensive-type shooting before. So that's where I start.
Right. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the problem that I have. I'm being asked where you're training people in Indiana.
Spencer, Indiana.
Spencer, Indiana.
Off the top of my head.
Okay. Apparently there's an Indianan sitting right there wanting to find out about it. What about if you have somebody who trained before the military, trained in the military, and was in an MOS where he trained more often than once a year on the qualification? Then he came out and was a competitive shooter, and then a recreational shooter, and everything short of being an instructor, and still shoots and talks about shooting all the time and understands theory and technique and all this other stuff, and then wakes up one day and he can't do any of it physically anymore. What? How do you approach that kind of a shooter?
Well, it could be part, you know, physical limitation. It could be part just relearning some of the techniques. Unless you've experienced some kind of neurological trauma, it's unlikely that you've forgotten the mental aspect of it.
Right.
The physical aspect sometimes has to be relearned. I've dealt with this myself after suffering a pretty debilitating hand injury years ago.
Right.
And I had to come up with, you know, a new way to do things. My disadvantage was I didn't really have anybody to help me. I was able to do it myself, but there was definitely I had to relearn how to do certain small things.
You're a left-handed shooter, right?
Well, yeah, I'm a left-handed shooter with the handgun. I'm a right-handed shooter with the rifle, but I'm trained ambidextrous.
Let me tell you one thing I found out through this. And what we're talking about is we're talking, for those of you that haven't figured this out, we're talking about my loss of the mechanics to shoot since the heart operation. I found out that if I go left-handed, okay, I'm closer to the bullseye left-handed than I am right-handed. And I never used to shoot left-handed. And I've been I got to thinking about this. Well, everything that I had learned and taught and whatever, been taught and everything else just wasn't working. So I just said, well, let's see what happens if I duplicate it. Because I think a lot of what I've got going on is a combination of things. One, I'm shooting, agency guns, which have a very advanced trigger on them. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yes, I would agree with that.
The trigger on this is, I know how to operate it. I know exactly how it's supposed to work. And my muscle memory is gone from that finger. On the left hand, though, it seemed like it was more instinctive and it took me more towards the center line, which is
okay.
The biggest problem is I'm not on the center line. I'm to the left. In some cases, embarrassingly to the left. But with somebody like that, I mean, and I know it's going to vary, like, with your hand injury, how long did it take you to come back from your hand injury?
Well, it took me, the finger actually never actually healed completely. I had a 50% loss of feeling in that finger, so half of the finger is just numb.
Right.
And the scar tissue built up around the knuckle to the degree that, you know, some people get an undercut on their Glock because they like to have a higher grip.
Right.
I have to have an undercut on my Glock because of the scar tissue that's on my left hand. But it probably took me about 6 months to really feel comfortable again with running the handgun left hand primary. And what I did is while I was rehabbing, I just started carrying right-handed because I was already somewhat relatively ambidextrous at that point anyway.
Right.
So I just switched over to right-hand carry until I felt comfortable again, using the left hand as my dominant hand. But yeah, I would say the total process, you know, from beginning to finish is probably about a year's worth of work.
Wow.
And that's just for a finger injury. You know, and again, I might be a little bit more pedantic than some people would be when it comes to you know, feeling like they've got back to their 100% mark. And you know, it's how much time you're able to dedicate to it and the conditions in which you want to meet are going to, you know, dictate as well. My question to you would be, do you feel like you've lost, grip strength in either one of your hands?
What I've had happen is, For some reason, prior to the heart attack, I had something. You know what? We'll break this down when we get back. We're coming up on the first break. Sage Dynamics and all the places that you write, tell people how to find that.
SageDynamics.org on the web. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Sage Dynamics. I'm probably more active on Instagram than anything. You can find me on YouTube, youtube.com/SageDynamics. I put a new video up at least every Tuesday. And then I write for Breech Bank Clear and Moderno and occasionally some other places.
I got all this stuff coming all over. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Breaking down the barriers, trying to get back where you once were. That's what we're trying to do here, at least with me. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Reactive Gunworks, go check them out. My guest this hour is Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. You know about Reactive Gunworks, don't you, Aaron?
I do. I know Andrew. He's a good dude. I like him a lot.
Gun store like any other gun store out there.
Yeah, I'll actually I'll be out there teaching a class for him this summer out there in Salt Lake.
If you'll take me with you, I'll bring the scarves and the water, so and you can be like Elvis.
Oh, fantastic. It's going to be good and hot, too.
Yeah. Salt Lake City now. You know you're going to need the scarves and the water. Anyway, we were about to talk about something completely slipped my mind. Do you remember? If you don't, fine, we'll move on.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Let's go then. What were you about to expand on?
Well, my question to you is going to be, do you feel like you've lost equal pressure in your hands? Like, do you feel like one hand can no longer provide the same strength of a grip as the other?
What I was going to talk about was that, do you know what trigger finger is, that hitching in the joints of the finger?
Yeah.
Okay, I had that in my actual trigger finger, the index finger on my right hand, and I had a shot of cortisone in that joint.
Okay.
And while I still have pain in there, I don't have that hitching.
Mm-hmm.
And I have pain in both hands, which is, I'm 55 years old. I mean, I used to be in the martial arts, and I used to punch a lot of things, and, I'm just paying the piper now. So, but at the same time, luckily for me, since most of my guns are agency guns, one of the unintentioned really good side effects of having an agency gun is the grip reduction. So it's a smaller gun in my hands when it's an agency gun. So that doesn't really become a factor,
Okay. Because usually when someone experiences an accuracy issue, the first place I look to is their grip. I know a lot of instructors look towards, the trigger control first, but I've never been a believer, especially with modern firearms, that the solution is in the trigger. The solution usually lies in the grip or with their actual sight picture or recoil anticipation. And since a shooter's sight picture is something I can never actually observe, I can't observe their grip. So
right.
That's generally where I start. And just over hundreds of students, I've had the best luck fixing accuracy issues at the grip. And especially if the issue is they're consistently on target. So if they consistently shoot high right or low left or what have you, then that usually tells me immediately that the problem is most likely the grip and not the actual placement on the trigger. Because there's simply just not enough strength in one index finger if they're applying their grip correctly to cause the gun to shift in a meaningful way. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, that's crazy. But the truth is, there's no technical such thing as slapping the trigger.
Right.
That's something that a lot of people talk about. If your grip is solid, you can slap the trigger as much as you want, and it will not affect your accuracy.
Well, especially with the triggers I'm using.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the triggers I'm using are already at the wall, but they're not. That first pull is pronounced. It's tactile. You do feel it still.
Yes, sir.
One thing I have thought is that possibly there may be a flinch involved at that moment, because I do have what appears in my vision to be a classic sight picture, dead center. I'm using splatter targets, so I get that immediate nice little outline wherever it's hitting. And when I pull the trigger, that all changes, but then it seems like it's right there. So, I mean, if I'm flinching, it's a split-second thing, but that's all it takes, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, your flinch is going to occur. If we go with the actual medical flinch definition, how fast that pathway takes place, it can be just as fast. It can be fast enough to cause a meaningful deviation in round placement.
Right.
Do you find yourself readjusting your grip at all when you shoot?
I find with the 45, not so much with the 9mm, but with the 45, I find my grip loosening, so I have to readjust it on my support hand.
Okay. Okay. So what it would be way more helpful if I could watch you shoot. But what it sounds to me like is one of your hands is able to apply more pressure than the other.
Right.
Even if it's not something you necessarily notice. And that could be the largest cause of an accuracy issue, especially if your accuracy issue is consistent, like you say it is. And the next thing I would probably look at is recoil anticipation. And, you know, sometimes it's more than one thing. You can have two things, small things combined to create one big problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that, there's some things that like, the other thing is, one of the other things I've noticed, there's nothing, unfortunately, that any shooting instructor could do for me on this. I take a drug that regulates my heartbeat.
Okay.
So when I get excited, right,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, there's a lot of things going on. One of the things that, you know, your lungs want when you get excited is oxygenated blood. And I tend to get very short-winded. If I get excited or if I really, I was going to the range one day and I had to change a tire. And that particular day, I mean, changing that tire was a major effort on my part, getting that tire up and back on the wheel, which is something I never would have thought I'd be admitting something like that. But that did happen. And I'm wondering if my breathing is being affected to a degree to where it's pulling it off as well. Could be.
I mean, it's possible, but usually breathing doesn't play into factor unless it's like kind of a convulsive breathing,
right?
You know, like a heaving of the chest, like you're out of breath. Unless we're talking, you know, obviously the further the way the target is, the more breathing is going to play a part. And it's just one of those things that, like, you know, I'm trying to visualize the problem, but until, you know, without actually being able to see you shoot, it's really tough to diagnose specifically what it is.
I know, but I wanted your opinion on it. I wanted your opinion on it because I value it and because, we got a lot of the same friends. They think very highly of you, so hence, so do I.
No, I appreciate it.
Coming up on the next break, Sage Dynamics. You can catch him, connect with him on his website. He teaches a lot of classes right there in his hometown. But he's willing to come to you if enough of you get together. We'll be right back. My guest is Aaron Cowan. This is Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Training issue, you need to find a trainer that is qualified to help you out with that. Do not settle for a second best. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. My guest this hour from Sage Dynamics is Aaron Cowan. What's your carry gun nowadays?
Field 19, agency.
I've been carrying that a little bit. Although I really prefer, and I don't know why it is, but I really prefer the 17.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm in the minority because the SEALs have picked up the 19 now.
Yeah, the 19 is just it's just a really good size for a compact handgun. I like it a lot. I carry, just a standard flush magazine, my spare carrying magazine is a 20 rounder. Now my duty gun is the agency 17, but I don't actually carry that, because I'm just a reserve now, so I don't get to use that nearly as much as far as carry is concerned. And I'll teach with either a 17 or a 19, depending on the class.
Right. If I'm having the one thing I have noticed is like I have taken I have agency 19, 17, 21. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have the same problem with all three of those.
Okay.
Have have the same problem with an undoctored at all Smith & Wesson M&P Shield.
Okay.
So it's all about technique somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, just thinking about it. The problem most likely lies in your grip. There's some kind of inconsistency in the pressure that's being applied to the gun. And it could be a little bit of a recoil anticipation also mixed in there with it. That's the only thing that just comes to mind, because if it's consistent, it's most likely not a sight picture issue. Usually, sight picture issues do not give you a consistent direction of a miss, so to speak.
Right. A lot of work incoming. Is that something that I have to just practice my way away from?
Yeah, well, once you kind of identify what it is, my suggestion is next time you go shoot, just increase the amount of pressure you're putting on the gun with both hands and see if that causes any kind of meaningful shift. And then kind of fine tune it, maybe apply a little bit more pressure with your left and your right, and then vice versa. See if that changes things, and just kind of walk through it to see which hand is causing the problem. Because sometimes you may not be able to feel the difference between your left and your right, or your right and your left, when it comes to which one's not applying the right amount of pressure.
Should a grip on a gun, you know, one of the problems I had in my prior life when I was actually trying to be a golfer, which was hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
I was always told that I was strangling the golf club. At some point, no matter how I was gripping the gun, it was working. I was hitting where I was aiming.
Yeah. There's two schools of thought on how much pressure you should apply in your grip. And they're both great until we factor in the ability to repeat the same process as fast as possible, which is to shoot. The only way that you can strangle a gun and actually cause a meaningful problem is if you're physically capable of squeezing the gun hard enough to induce a malfunction, or if you're squeezing the gun so hard that your hands begin to shake, which would be a convulsive grip. And those two types of people do exist. Besides that, your hands need to create a vice. They need to hold the gun as stable as possible. And in doing that, that allows you to run the gun faster. I can shoot really, really accurately, literally just by holding the gun in the web of my hand with my thumb and just use my index finger one-handed. I can shoot very accurate in that method, but I can't shoot the gun fast. So if I want to get repeat performance as quick as possible, then I have to basically create a vice, and I have to put the gun in the vice and be able to run the gun fast.
So is not, what you're it, it, it sort of sounds like what you're describing to me is I only need to have a grip enough to where the gun doesn't move while I pull the trigger.
Exactly.
I just need to keep the gun still while I pull the trigger.
The more pressure you apply, the less recoil you're going to have to deal with as far as recoil affecting your ability to get repeat accuracy. Because your main goal with recoil mitigation is to get your sight picture back faster.
Right.
So, me, I use a borderline convulsive grip. I squeeze the gun very, very hard. And I've never had it create any kind of accuracy issue. And I teach people to squeeze the gun very, very hard. And I've taken shooters who are shooting consistently left or consistently right or consistently low or inconsistent in general. And at the end of an 8 or 16 hour course of fire, by using my grip method, now it's not the grip method, it's just my grip method, they were consistently hitting more accurate and they were able to do so much faster.
Now, the next question I would have to ask is one thing I've thought about doing, and it was suggested. Okay. I ran into a listener who's a SWAT officer at the range, and he was talking about me shooting one-handed. If I go out there and I tried it once or twice, but I really didn't try it that much. If I go out there and I'm shooting one-handed, and I'm more along the center line than I am when I'm shooting two-handed, is that going to be an indicator that the biggest problem I've got is with my support hand?
Well, potentially, yeah. One-hand diagnostics can definitely help you short-circuit finding a solution for what's actually causing the problem. You should be practicing one-handed shooting anyway, so it's definitely a good reason to get out there and do it.
Yeah.
And again, if shooting one-handed, you should be able to shoot just as accurate one-handed as you can with two. It just obviously you're losing 50% of your support on the gun, so you probably right. wouldn't be able to do it as fast. But the mechanics are, you know, they remain the same. So yeah, I would suggest giving that a try and just seeing what happens.
The interesting thing is that left-handed, I'm more on the center line, and one-handed, I'm more on the center line. So, I'm just trying to whittle it down and everything. Do I need to go and do a lot of dry firing practice as well when I'm here? You know, run and slide, pull the trigger, run the slide, release, pull the trigger, that kind of thing.
Dry fires is really the only way to overcome recoil dissipation. So if you feel like you are anticipating recoil or you think that might be a cause of the problem,
right?
Dry fire is the only way that I'm aware of to really to overcome that. So yeah, there's never anything wrong with dry fire. I do dry fire every day.
I hear you. Dry firing these agency guns is about almost like a joy.
Yeah.
It's almost like fun. Almost like fun. How is the agency classified running for you?
Like a sewing machine. I'm up to just shy of 4,000 rounds fired at this point. Because I had two back-to-back, well, basically three back-to-back handgun classes. I haven't had a lot of time to spend on it. But it's a damn good rifle. I'm really happy with it.
I'm about to talk to them about mine. We're coming up on the last break, Sage Dynamics. That's where you can find Aaron Cowan. In addition to, he writes some of the best articles with, this is Aubrey. He looks like a linebacker, but you remind me if you were a football player, you'd be like Alan Page, very cerebral and, don't want to get hit by you at all. That kind of, you know what I'm saying? That may be a little before your time, but understand me. That's a compliment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in USA studio.
This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Definitely. Go check them out. Join them. You will be happy with what you get out of it. Peace of mind. Hat tip, of course, he's not here. Dr. John Adine, he gave me, he turned me on to something that I looked into that I really appreciate the point of view that's coming from this. Talking about some writings done by a Cleveland area police trainer named Ron Borsch. He has studied the active killer phenomenon in greater depth than, you know, most people out there today. He refers to this as rapid mass murder over the traditionally used terms like active shooter, active killer. He defines a rapid mass murder as four or more people being killed in less than 20 minutes in a public location. This encompasses all violent crime that happens of this nature, as well as events where a weapon other than a firearm is used. Now, some of this stuff was put together in 2012, so some of these statistics are sort of old. From 1975 through the Columbine Massacre, successful and attempted rapid mass murders in the U.S. and abroad averaged one per year. Post-Columbine through 2010, the average yearly average was four. Last year, there were eight, and the total in 2012 through Thanksgiving was nine. Some additional research you may find interesting. Who has been stopping the rapid mass murderer, and how? Before investing in any theory of propaganda, enlightened administrators and trainers should exclusively examine only successful aborts.
Stopping the killing only occurs in slightly over half of the rapid mass murder incidents. Significantly, documented and verifiable and repeatable research has identified what strategies and tactics work in stopping the killing. In summary, they are: 1. Citizens, mostly unarmed, perform 2/3 of all rapid mass murder aborts. 2. In citizen aborts, initiation by a single citizen stops killing 8 out of 10 times. 3. Law enforcement performs 1/3 of all rapid mass murder aborts. 4. In law enforcement aborts, initiation by a single officer stops killing 7 out of 10 times. Where do these rapid mass murders occur? I don't know exactly how it works out to today, but it's interesting. 38% are in schools, preschool and K-12. 17% are colleges and universities. 10% are churches and religious facilities. 8% restaurants, coffee houses. 6% malls. 4% hospital, nursing home. 3% military base facility tied with bus stop, train, you know, that kind of thing. Their data indicates that March and April were very, very dangerous months. June tied for third with September and December and February. July, August, October, and November were also tied. January was sixth, and May had been relatively safest in seventh or last place. So, springtime's bad. Summer, you know, summer and fall, bad. Now, if you look at his research, it's clear that time, and that's always been the case. It has always been about time. Time is of the essence in stopping an active shooter. Now, as a police officer or a armed citizen, you need to be ready to go it alone. If a single unarmed citizen stops more than half of all rapid mass murders, why are police officers who have pistols, rifles, and armor waiting outside until we can get a team to confront the shooter? This is what the thought was back then. The other thing that could be done, and I don't know exactly, I think that we as concealed carriers need to look at our game and maybe step it up a bit. I hate going to a range and standing in a bay and pulling the trigger. I can't stand that. I would rather have my gums scraped with something rusty. I can't stand that exercise. I'm never successful. I hate it. Can you tell I don't like it? Now, put me on a range where I can move. Put me on a range where I can move around and shoot at something like I would if I was being shot at. This is why I go out and hang out with JT, because we go out there and we get on that range and we move around. Look for an advanced concealed carry class or an advanced defensive pistol class, or get out there and train with somebody that will do it with you. We need to be prepared to deal with an active killer. There are more of us as civilians not wearing uniforms, not wearing badges, than there are police officers. There's far more likely to be an armed citizen already on the scene of a rapid mass murder than a uniformed cop. So we need to empower ourselves with the knowledge and the capability to neutralize one of these shooters, or one of these stabbers, or one of these bludgeoners, or whatever they are. If somebody's coming at you with an axe handle, don't worry about what the gun grabber's going to get out and say, well, he was unarmed. Well, let's get them in front of the axe handle. Let's let them be slammed in the middle of their forehead with the axe handle. And then if they ever wake up, then we can ask them, do you still think they're unarmed? Dan Gross, is it? No, I may be getting the name wrong. One of the Brady campaign yahoos got out there and said, I don't think somebody with an axe handle is armed. Even Chris Matthews looked at him and said, what? So, we need to take it upon ourselves to be ready to deal with things. Isn't that why we carry guns? Isn't that why we go get a permit and get a holster and get a nice handgun to carry around and everything and go and shoot at the range? Aren't we training?
to deal with this. We should be doing that. We should be doing that. Very shortly, if I can put it together, I'm going to get a little impromptu in my locale together, and I'm going to get some people that claim they don't know how to do this kind of thing, and I'm going to help show them how to do this kind of thing. Because time is a big factor in one of these things. How fast you can react and get in that breach and take that person's, you know, the rapid mass murderer, the spree shooter, the active killer, whatever you want to call him, is intent upon killing people running away from him. If you take his attention away from that, you've already solved a lot of the issue. If he has to engage you, it's probably already done. And if you are any good, if you've trained yourself, he's not going to see you in the first place, and you're just going to pop him, and he's going to go down, and you pop him, and you pop him, and you pop him until the fight's done. Don't get out there and go, well, that was honorable. There is no honor in a gunfight. There is a winning side, and there's a losing side. And the losing side's going to be messed up, and the winning side might be partially messed up. That's the short version of how bad things can go. If it, you know, at best, if you escape wounded and you've saved a whole lot of lives, but if you're in a gunfight, there's a chance you may get shot. And that part of it is just something that we need to just accept. This is why I carry a trauma kit everywhere I go. In case I'm trauma, you know, in case I get shot, in case somebody beside me gets shot because they're shooting at me. I'm not going to have enough first aid supplies to supply first aid to the shooter, the active shooter, the rapid mass murderer. But I'm going to shoot him so many times that it's going to take, you know, an ambulance to plug his holes because he's going to stop shooting. He's going to stop. I'm going to stop him in that situation. That's going to be my goal. I may die doing it. We'll see. Hopefully, when we get back, going into the next hour, we're going to be joined by Massad Ayoub. In the meantime, one way or the other, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.